We have the Pshuto Shal Mikra, which means we should talk and learning. Then we have the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. With the Dibarta Bam, you're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. Are you talking? What do you mean you're allowed to talk? Because of the Kavod Abrias, perhaps. Mipnei HaKavod, Mipnei HaYira. But it's unclear to what extent. So that's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Every drasha is like that. Exactly how do you work out the details of the drasha? So the Tanoim had a machlokes. And then Tais said, Amir Rabbi Yehuda Alech Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. In the middle of Kriya Shema, you're permitted to be mafsik under certain circumstances. Then we said, with the Bartam Mavon Loi B'Tfilah, in the middle of Shema Nesu, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. And Berchas HaMozen says in Shulchan Aruch Dinu, K'Tfilah, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. So the Gemara had this suffix. What about in the middle of Hallel on Chanukah? They're talking about Hallel on Chanukah and Mikra Megillah on Purim. Should I say it's a Kal V'Chaimer? Me, I mean a Kal V'Chaimer. Ma'adach, you have a Kula, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema Deraisa. Kal V'Chaimer, Hallel, Mikra Megillah, Derabbani. Certainly, I'll be mafsik. Maybe I should say no. Pisumi Nisa Odif. What do you mean? It's a more serious consideration. If you're going to be mafsik in the middle, so you're killing the whole Pisumi Nisa. That was the Shaila. So what's Takah the Din? Who asked the Shaila? Achi. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Such a name appears in Tanakh. You have to look in the Devar Yalom. In Yiddish, there's an expression. It's a name for the Haftarah. A nomen for the Haftarah. A strange name. I have grandchildren who have names for the Haftarah. Almost. And, not such an unusual name. Okay. Alicia. Okay. Anyway, Echi. It's an unusual name. Echi. Upen Mechupen Rosh, no?
Binyamin, sir.
Echi. Maybe that's it.
Chagai. I got
one. Chagai. Chagai, yeah. Nomen from the okay. So Echi is Binyamin's children. Echi. Tana by Rabchia has to shy this. Rabchia answers, Amalei, Paisik Ben Mekaklam. To the same extent, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, the Kal V'Chaimer is good. You're permitted to be mafsik in the middle of the Hallel and the Mikra Megillah. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi says, he thinks that we should make up Shora. The Yamim Shayachid Gamma Bahamas Halal. So Tais says, Lav Davke Yochid, Halal is a Choyba Sayochid, even if there's no Tzibur. Even if you're davening at home, even if you're sick in the hospital, you have to say Halal also. Yamim, it means a day on which there's a Chiv Halal as opposed to a day on which it's only a Minig. The Rambam writes, whenever you say Chatzi Halal, it's always a minig. That's the Gemara in Titus, Tav Chav Chesam, and Beis HaTesis quotes, Rabbi Yiklil Abovil, and he was an adult already, and he never heard in Eretz Yisrael, all the years he was learning, I never heard that you recite Halal Am Rosh Chodesh. So Sova Lav Sekinu. He heard the Balabatim was saying Halal Am Rosh Chodesh, he was going to be mafsik then. He thought they're making a mistake. Kim Nechaz to become a Dalgadi Lugi, they skipped a line here, a couple of paragraphs. So he realized, oh, it's a minig. It's a minig, so we'll leave it. Minig have the same b'yadayim, so they can remain like that. So the Rambam understands from that Gemara that whenever you say Chatzi Halal, it's an indication that it's a minig. That's why the Rambam said Chatzi Halal, the last days of Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, you say Halal Shalom. Chalamoyin, the last 2 days, you say Chatzi Halal. So the Rambam writes that too is only a minig. And the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees, thinks no. The Gemara says in Tainus that Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig. But Chatzi Halal on Chalamoid Pesach and the last days of Pesach, the Ramban thinks that's more than minig, that's a real din de Rabban. Takana de Rabban. Even according to the practice of the Svardim, that they don't recite, some Svardim don't recite a bracha on Minhagim, they wouldn't say a bracha on Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh, but on Chatzi Halal on Pesach, they would recite a bracha according to the Ramban, because they are of the opinion that that's a takana de Rabban. The Rambam says, no, whenever you say Chatzi Halal, it's only a minig. So that's where Rabbi distinguishes, is it a day on which there's a real chiv to say Halal? Yomim Shayachi Gamma Behemoth Halal. If you say Gant Halal, it means that it's a real chiv, Medina, either Minatur, Medi Rabbanan. The Ramban suggests that according to the Halachas Gedar, this may be reciting Halal and Yontav is a din de Raisa. And according to the Rambam, it's a takana de Rabbanan. Now, Dabal and Soloveitchik suggest maybe that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis, whether this machlokes, the Ramban interpreting in the Bahag, that it's deraisa, and the Rambam makes fun of it. He said, everybody knows that Halal Yontav is only the Rabbanan. So Dabal and Soloveitchik wrote in the Sefer on Sukkah that maybe it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, because on daf Chof and Beis, the Gemara is commenting here in Brochus on Chof and Beis. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the women are potter, the women are chayv to daven. Noshim avanim ketanim p'turim mikriyashma umin atfilin. Tfilin is a zman groma. Bechayov mitfilo ubim mezuzah bebirchus hamazon. So the Gemara says, chayov mitfilo derach meninu. And then we have in our Gemara, is ma'u detemo. One might have thought, since there's a zman shachris and there's a zman mincha and there's a zman ma'ariv, so shachris mincha ma'ariv is a mitzvah says such as zman groma when we should be potter. Kamash Malon, that Rach Meninu, despite the fact that it is a mitzvah seser shazman groma, the consideration of Rach Meninu overrides that, and that's a svara why the women should be mechuyv. So Rashi doesn't like that whole girsa. Where's the Rashi? Ochi garsina, tfilo de Rach Meninu, veloi gars pshito, veholav de raisehi. If we have the girsa in the Gemara, I would have thought that it's a mitzvah sesta shazman grama, because Yidavin Shachris has his man Shachris, and Mincha has his man Mincha, and Musav has his man Mincha. So Rashi doesn't like that girsa. He crosses out there was such a girsa, and he says that wherever Rashi writes Ochig Asin, it means that there was another girsa that he's not happy with. So the old girsa that he doesn't like is what's printed in our Gemara. So I would have thought that Tfilo is a zman grama, kamashman da, it's not. So Rashi holds that the klal mitzvah says that shazman grama noshim p'turis is learned out from a pasuk and chumash, also at the end of the first parak in Kedushin. And the rule only applies to mitzvahs deraisa, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabanan. So since tefillah is only derabanan, so you can't say I would have thought mistakenly that it's a mitzvah says that shazman grama. Tosfos has the girsa, and you say the top Tosfos on chafim beis. Rashi lo gorisle, shari tefillah derabanan. He might mitzvah shazman grama. What do you mean mitzvah says it? It's their abundance, so the rules don't apply. The rules and the regulations of mitzvah shman grama and nashim turis doesn't apply to a mitzvah their abundance. So Tosfos says that it's not correct, because there's a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, but the Gemara says, if I don't know how to say hello, and my wife is saying, and I'm yotze with shemekoin, or my child goes to cheder, and he's not yet bar mitzvah, and the kotna is saying, and I'm yotze with him, so that's I'm not yotze, because the women and the ketanim are not chayiv in Mahalo. The Kotn is a Labar Chiyuvah, he's before Bar Mitzvah, and the women are part of Mahalo because it's a Mitzvah Sesha, says my Grom. So Tosfos Taanis, but everybody knows that Halal is only the Rabbanon. Like the Rama made fun of the Bahag, why did he count Halal? So everybody, the Rama said, everybody knows Halal is only the Rabbanon. So Tosfos also assumes that the Pasha, Halal is only the Rabbanon. And nonetheless, the Gemara in Sukkah Lamatres assumes that women are part of. So you see that the rule, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said Tikkun, the rule. The women are exempt from mitzvahs esa shazman grama. It's not restricted only to mitzvahs deraisa. Even applies to mitzvahs derabbanan by raya from halal. So what does Rashi do with the raya from halal? Rabbi Soloveitchik writes in the sefer. Maybe Rashi holds like the Ramban's interpretation of the Bahag. Maybe Rashi thinks that halal is deraisa. So that's why women are potter. But davening, beferish in the Gemara, davening is only derabbanan. So even though it's a mitzvahs esa shazman grama, Rashi holds there's no reason to think that women should be potter. Tosfos proves that they're right, that the rule even applies to mitzvahs derabbanan, because the Gemara says that Mikra Megillah and Hadlokas Neres Chanukah are exceptions to the rule. And Abrakosis are exceptions to the rule, despite the fact that these are mitzvahs esa shazman grama, women are potter because of the consideration of Afan Hai Biasanes. What do you have to give a whole explanation for? The Rabbanan, Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanan, Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, because it's all only the Rabbanan. So what does the Gemara have to say? That Afan Hai Biasanes overrides the other rule of Mitzvah Seses Shazman Grama and Hashem Tur. The rule doesn't apply to the Rabbanan. It's Fartik. So you see, Beferish from the Gemara, the rule does apply to the Rabbanan. You see, from the Gemara, from Afan Hai Biasanes, by Arbekosis and Mikra Megillah and Neres Chanukah, you see it from the Gemara of Halal. Halal is also only the Rabbanan. That's what Tosfos Taanis against Rashi. Yeah. So getting back again over here, Rabbi distinguished. So he says, a dam which there's an actual chiyuv to recite halal, then Rab Chiya's psak is correct. that Ben HaProkim, it's the same as Kriya Shema. That Ben HaProkim, you could be, the din is like Reb Yudah by Kriya Shema. So Ben HaProkim, you can be Shol Mipnei HaKovid, and Meshu Sholem L'Cholodim, and certainly Mipnei HaYira. And Ben Tzaperik, you can only be Shol Mipnei HaYira, but Meshu Mipnei HaKovid. The same thing Reb Yudah said by the Kriya Shema carries over to Halal when you're Mukhiv to say Gans Halal. But B'yamim Sheina Yachigam Ben Masahalom, on the day on which you say Chatzi Hal, it's only a minig. So just like, so because it's a minig, that's where you say bedilug, so you leave out. So you can leave out a lot. So if you said the paragraph, you can stop in the middle of the first paragraph. You said it's sofa perik. What do you mean bemta perik? Because we say this whole kriya shema, shema is one perik, vayom shema is one, not a perik, it's a parsha, and vayom is a parsha. But in Hallel, Vezok that the parsha is the way it's printed in the Siddur, the way it's printed in Sefer Tehillim. If I want, I can stop in the middle of the first paragraph. Yomim Sheina Yochi Gavraham. You say bedilug. It's Halach L'Moshe Misina. What the dilug is? I'll say two psukim from the first chapter and stop over there. That'll be Ben Perek LeParek. That won't be, and I can stop end the whole halah there. I can finish the whole halah. That'll be Acharik Echlos Hakol. So you can't call it Ben Saperek. You can't even call it Ben Perek LeParek. You can't even call it Ben Perek LeParek. So that's what Rabbah claims. Yom Mishayach Gamem Mishal, and a damn witchy Mukhiv to say Halal. Okay, Ben Perek LeParek Poisek. Even Mipnei HaKovet, Ben Tzav Perek, and a Poisek on Mipnei HaYira. Find the same as Kriya Shema. Well, Yomim, Sheina Yach Gamem Mishal. So he said two or three paragraphs, and then he's in the middle of the paragraph. He can stop, he can terminate the Halal there if he wants to. The Rambam has different minhagim. The Rambam is medallic more than we are. I remember once on it was Rosh Chodesh Cholias B'Shabbos. So my father Shul used to have a chazan on special occasions. So the chazan was davening for an omid, and in the middle of the halal, the chatzi halal Rosh Chodesh, he said the pesukim out of order. Hodu Hashem Kitov Kidam Chazda Yomano Beis Aaron Yomano Beis Alevi. He said the pesukim out of order. So the shaila is if he say halal lemafreya, kori lemafreya, you're not yotzei. But you can't say you're not yotzei over there. The Rambam says you leave all that out. We don't leave it out. We don't leave it out. But the Rambam leaves out halal sashem kolkaim kigavar leinachazda. He leaves out that chapter. That's the shortest chapter in Tanakh. Only has two psukim. They had that in the newspapers years ago. There was a fella had an ice cream parlor in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted all the kids to buy the ice cream by him. So he said, whichever kid can recite a perek and tefillah by heart, he's going to give him a free ice cream. So the kids all discovered that there's a perek and tefillah. He has two psukim and a siddur and a halal. Halal is Hashem kol goyim. That's the whole chapter. Those two psukim. Well, everybody came in, they all got the free ice cream. So he had to rescind. Everybody was cleaning all the ice cream. So he had to rescind his offer. Yeah. So the Rambam leaves out when you're medalek chatzi halal, we only leave out two half paragraphs. We leave out the first half of one perek and the first half of another perek. We say the second half of two prok. And then the Rambam leaves out halas Hashem kol gam. It leaves out the four kilu yolam chazda. It leaves everything out. So if the chazan says, shalom ala said, he can't say he's not yet. He didn't have to say the whole thing. That's what the Gemara says. When you say chatzi halal, bedilug, you could have left out as much as you want. The minigam bakim is that you say more, but if you leave out more, is also good. So you can't call it bem tza perek. It's Ben Perek LeParek. If he wants, he could have called it quits where he was. Yomim Sheina Yachigam Ibrahim Sahal feel the Ben Perek is also Pesach. Fine. Fegmar Kashe, but I see Aloha Lamaisa, it's not true. Rabbi Shva visited Ravina and it was on Rosh Chodesh. Yomim Sheina Yachigam Ibrahim Sahal, it was Rosh Chodesh. And when he walked in, Ravina was not Mafsik. He came in late to the davening, or he came in early for the second minion. What happened over here? What are you doing coming in the middle of Halal? Let's be done the kapschus that he's early for the second minion. Okay, so he came in the middle of Halal, and Rabina didn't say Shalom Aleichem, good morning. He didn't say anything to him. So the Gemara says, why? But it's Rosh Chodesh Yom Hashanah Yochei Gamim Be'Emesah Halal. So you're allowed to be mafsik mipnei akovet. He was a Talmid Chacham. Everything Mara. Rabina didn't think so highly of this guy. Maybe he came late for the first minute. Maybe he came late for the first minute. Not that he came early for the second minute. He didn't think, L'chashem alei de Rabina didn't think that's a nishkin, it's not Mepnei HaKovet. It's a kol adam. So a kol adam is only meshiv, shalom l'chol adam. It's not Shoel B'chol Adam. So here the Tosis has the famous comment. The same Tosis appears in Sukkah, Mem Dalet on the base. They tell you there. The Gemara there has a Machlokes Hamoraim. What's the nature of the practice that we have on Hashanah Rabbah? We do Chibut Arava. Chibut, what does Chibut mean? So Chibut either means to shake the Arabas or to bang the Arabas. Lachvot means to clap. Clap on Hashanah. Lachvot. Rashi says Lenanea. Chibut means Lenanea. And others say to clap. So that's also two versions, but you clap on the floor, you clap on the kli. So in Shulchan Aruch says the meaning is you do all three. You menanea, then you bang on the table, and then you bang on the floor. People think you have to bang so long till you knock off most of the leaves. So in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to knock off any leaves. They're not necessary to bang off. That's not necessarily part of the meaning. So the Gemara has a machlekes where the chibat arava that we practice on Hashanah Rabbah was introduced by the Nevi'im Achreinim, Chagas Chaim Malachi, with the beginning of the Baisheni period, but they knew it's not going to last. They knew the Baisheni was Osed Lehecharev. So they either made a takona, the Rabbanon, or a minig. They instituted a minig that they should, Bnei Yisrael should continue to observe Chibat HaRavid, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Zechel HaMikdash, we should reminisce about the way things used to be in the Beis HaMikdash, in the hope and the expectation there'll be a third Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara has a machlekes hamarayim where the chibat arava and Hoshana Rabba, we practice that a minig devim or a takonas devim, my nafkamina. So the simple reads, the simple nafkamina, the way he reads in our Gemara is nafkamina is where they say a bracha. So because the amarayim were chabit v'loy barach, they did chibat arava but they didn't say a bracha. So that's the maskana that we assume that arava and Hoshana Rabba today is only a minig devim. If it would have been a takon, he would have said a bracha. So if the Gemara would appear on a din de rabbanon, you do say a bracha. The Gemara says you say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah Yisovet Tzivonu on Mikra Megillah and on Hadlokas Neiros Chanuk. And the Gemara asks v'hechan Tzivonu. What do you mean it's only mid de rabbanon? So the Gemara says no, it is with Tzivonu. Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed us we should follow all the takanas de rabbanon. Therefore we say v'tzivonu when you fulfill a mitzvah de rabbanon. But if you're only observing a minig is binding mitam neder mid de rabbanon. A minig is binding mitam. That's a gemara in the dorm that has vav. A minig is binding mitam neder mid the rabbanon. So neder is a mitzvah to observe. A neder is a mitzvah. So say that you say a brocha on it. Or a neder is lo yachal devora. A neder is an aver. Let's say a person shaves with an electric shaver in order not to violate the iser of shaving with a razor. So you don't say a brocha. Shekadoshanim tzatzvanu shalol legalech betar. Are you going to go eat kosher food in a kosher restaurant? You don't say a brocha before you're about to eat the food of Shekhrishan Shalom Lechel Macholos Asuris. You don't say a bracha before you're about to avoid violation of an aveira. Say a bracha as you're about, Oyvel Asiyasa, as you're about to fulfill a mitzvah. So what is a minik tov is binding mitam neder, and a neder is binding, if you violate a neder, you violate an aveira, le'yachal devar. And if you fulfill a neder, you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh, or it's an aveira to violate a neder. So the Ramban writes that there are two parshas in the Dorm. There's one parshas in Dorm in Matos. That's regular Nidrei Hoshus. A guy takes a neder not to attend his mother-in-law's 100th birthday party. She's 100 years old. He doesn't get along with the mother-in-law. He doesn't want to attend. He's not going to go to his wife's sister's wedding. He takes a neder. He's not going to go. So he doesn't go. And he has a big mitzvah by not going. What's the mitzvah? Ramban says, "Chol ha'yetz mipiv yaseh lo yachal dvarei." That's an iser asay. Chol ha'yetz mipiv yaseh. That's not a kiyum asay. That's an iser asay. But he said, "There's another parsha in Kiseitzei. Motzu sech tishma v'yosisa kashen adarta l'sham akach l'dova kashen dibarta mifich zari Kiseitzei." Shoftim somewhere. Kiseitzei. Ramban says that parsha is a kiyum asay. If a person takes a neder to give tzedakah and he gives the tzedakah, so he has two mitzvahs. He gave the tzedakah, even if he wouldn't have taken a neder, and he took a neder ledvar mitzvah, so that's also a mitzvah. So the Ramban thinks that these should be counted as two different mitzvahs. Chol ha'yetzeh mipiv yaseh from Parshas Matos should be counted as an iser essay, like the law of lo yachol devora. There's a lois essay and an essay, and then the essay mitzvah tishma v'yosiso kasher adarta l'sham kach nedova, etc. That's a kiyum essay. If you take a neder to learn a blat gemara, you take a neder to to bring a korban, to give tzedakah, so that's a kilo maseh. So according to the Ramban, the Rambam includes everything in one mitzvah says. Rav Soloveitchik thought even according to the Rambam, he thought you have to say like the Ramban. He thought the Rambam doesn't disagree. The Rambam holds that you include both in one mitzvah says, even though part of it is a kiyum maseh, part is an iser maseh. If it takes a neder not to attend the mother-in-law's 100th birthday party, that's not a kiyum maseh, it's just an iser maseh if he doesn't go. And he took a neder to give tzedakah and he gives it, that's a kiyum maseh. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Ramban is muskam l'chol adei. It's just the Rambam thinks that it can be included in one mitzvah. And the Ramban thinks that because they're so different, one is a kiyum maseh, one is an iser maseh, Ramban thinks that it should count as two mitzvahs. Anyway, so the Gemara says that one who observes a minig toiv, minig is binding mitam neder mit the rabbonim. In a Torah neder is only nevish kisis shabbat labati b'sosam. You have to pronounce it with your lips. If you don't pronounce it with your lips, it's not binding. And minig toiv, he never said anything b'peh. Just he observed the minig once, and he planned to always continue like that. Or he observed the minig three times in a row, not thinking one way or the other whether he's going to continue to observe that minig toiv. But if he did it three times in a row, so it indicates that that's what's behind, that's what he has in mind. He probably has in mind to continue always like that. Otherwise, why did he do three times in a row? Shows a chazokah. He wants to continue. So min ha-Torah, the neder is not binding because it's a neder b'leiv. And with the Rabbanon, it's binding. Minig Torah is binding mitam neder. So it's binding mitam neder. Which kind of a neder? It's like a nidrei harushus. No. A minig toiv is like a nidrei mitzvah. So that's a kiyum maseh. So that makes sense if you want to say a bracha. You say a bracha. Minig toiv is binding mitam neder mit the Rabbanon. But on mitzvahs mit the Rabbanon, you also say a bracha. So minig toiv would be minding mitam neder mit the Rabbanon. It would be the midrabbanon. You're in fulfillment when you say the chatzi halam shchodesh. You're in fulfillment of the mitzvah sasecha tishma. That the kiyum maseh, not the iser maseh. The kiyum maseh, because it's like a nidrei mitzvah. So we understand why Taisa's shita is that at the minig you do say a bracha. I think Gemara says there you don't say a bracha. The Gemara said that's the difference whether Chivat HaRabban HaShana Rabba is a minig or a Dinder Rabbanon. If it's a Dinder Rabbanon, then you should say a bracha. Sheikh Shah Tasson al Tilos HaRabba or Chivat HaRabba. We'll never know what the Nusach is because we pass on it's a minig. You don't say a bracha. Yeah. So Taisa says, no, Taisa's quotes are Abinatam. That Chivat HaRabba is different. If a woman, if a person says Chatzi Halel, Amrish Chodesh, that's only a minig, so it makes sense that he should say a bracha. That makes sense, he should say a bracha, because reciting Hallel exists as a mitzvah, mid the Rabbanah, mid the Torah, whatever. On other occasions, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, you say Hallel, that's a real thing. See, even on Rish Chodesh, that one is not mid the Torah, mid the Rabbanah, one is not obligated to recite Hallel, but if he says Hallel, there is a kiyum. Reciting of halal, lachatzi halal, is a kiyum, but reciting halal, that's that kind of a minig, you would say a bracha. Because the minig tov is binding mitam neder mit the rabbanon, it's like nidrei mitzvah, it's not like nidrei harushus. So it does make sense to say a bracha, but if you have a minig like chibat harava, it doesn't correspond. We usually say, called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa as a tikkun, but here the chibat harava doesn't correspond to anything. Why not? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they did chibut arava also. The Gemara of the Pharisee did chibut arava. Probably did say a bracha. Yeah, that was a real din deraisa. They probably did say a bracha, but they did chibut arava in conjunction with having this big murbiyo shal arava that had big branches from an arava tree leaning on the mizbeach. Now, the Rambam says first they had it leaning on the mizbeach, and then they ripped off little aravas, and everybody would clap for shyness. Every day, all 7 days of Sukkot, they would have Arava la Mizbeach. So we don't have it. We don't have that the Aravas are Chibat Arava and Hashan Rabba is done in conjunction with leaning the Arava on the Mizbeach. We don't have it in Mizbeach. The Miri has that, yes. The Miri writes on Sukkot that the minig was that they would take the Aravas and lean them against the Shulchan in the middle of the Shul, like the Rambam writes. And the Beis HaMikdash had these gigantic branches, murbiyo shel arava, big fat branches from an arava tree. They would lean and have it on the yisoid of the mizbeach on the floor was 32 by 32. Then it went up in Amma, then it was indented in Amma on all four sides, then it became 30 by 30. Then it went up 5 amas and it was indented 1 am, then it became 28 by 28. And that's the Seivev. So the Gemara says they had these big branches from that rubber tree, gigantic fat branches, standing not on the floor. If it stands on the floor, it's not going to reach on top of the Mizbeach. So they had it on top of the Yesoida Mizbeach, and then it was leaning over the top of the Mizbeach. So the Rambam understood, first they did, they had the Arabas were leaning on the Mizbeach, and then they ripped off Arabas from, and everybody would do Chibet Arabah, whatever that means, either Lananea or to clap the Arabas in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Miri writes that that's what we do also. We have the Arabas leaning on the Shulchan, because just like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they walked around the Mizbeach, so today we walk around the Shulchan. We treat it as if the Shulchan is Keneged the Mizbeach. Why? That's why you need Shulchan Be'emtza. That was one of the changes that the Reform introduced, that they wanted the shuls to be fancier, so they moved the Amud, where the Chazan Davins, they didn't have a Bima Be'emtza. They didn't have a Bima Be'emtza, some of them. So they moved the Bima all the way up to the front. So the Gedolim were upset about that, so he said, Bima has to be Be'emtza, just like you have a Mizbeach in the middle of the Beis. I mean, what does the Bima have to do with the Mizbeach? So the Netziv has a tshuva, the Meshav Dover. He says that we say in the Kinnis, I think, Ein lo nashir rak ha-Torah hazois. From the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Shulchan, we don't have the Menorah, we don't have the Mizbeach, the only thing we have left, Ein lo nashir from the Beis HaMikdash, rak ha-Torah hazois. What do you mean, the Sefer Torah is left over from the Beis HaMikdash? So apparently the Sefer Torah was one of the important things in the Beis HaMikdash. Wasn't it time to happen to have a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash? That's the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Rambam HaChumash says, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is to preserve Maimon HaSinai. So in Maimon HaSinai, they had Aseres HaDibros. So in the Beis HaKnesses, you have to have a Sefer Torah. And if you have a shul without a Sefer Torah, so from the Rambam is Mashma, it doesn't have a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. If you have a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, it has to have a Sefer Torah. So we say, Ein lo nashir rak ha-Torah, so the only thing left over from the days of the Beis HaMikdash is the Sefer Torah, which was the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's by us, that's the essence of the Beis HaKnesses as well. So we consider the Shulchan, where we lay in Kriyas HaTorah, as if that's a Hemshech of the Beis HaMikdash, Ein lo nashir rak ha-Torah. So just like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they would do HaKofis every day of Sukkot once, and on Hashanah Rabbah 7 times HaKofis, so we do it not around, we don't have Mizbeach, we do it around the Shulchan. We treat the Shulchan as if it's left over from the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they had an insistence that you have to have the Shulchan where you're laying should be Bima B'Emtza, the Bima where you're laying Kriyas HaTorah should be in the middle of the shul. Then it seems that that's why the meaning is that if a person has to say Birchas HaGoimo, so he says in conjunction with Kriyas HaTorah. Why in conjunction with Kriyas HaTorah? Because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, one who would have to say Birchas HaGoimo would probably bring a Korban Toida to the Beis HaMikdash. So the only thing we have left over today in the shul that's parallel to what was in the Beis HaMikdash is the Shulchan is b'makam ha-mizbeach. So, and especially at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, Ein lo nashir rak ha-Torah hazos. So the Shulchan that has the Sefer Torah on it, on Sheni v'chamishi on Shabbos, that's like as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash and as if in conjunction with the offering of the Korban Toidah, you're going to say Birchas HaGoimos here in conjunction with the Kriyas HaTorah, he says. Because of that theme, Ein lo nashir rak ha-Torah hazos. Yeah.
How do we say in Pesach night, Pesach Nes? That's a different category altogether.
Halal Pesach Nes. Yeah.
So how is that regarding Masik?
Probably here the Gemara discussed halal for the sake of Pesum in Issa. Probably Chanukah and Leil HaSeder. Probably also Leila said it's like a halal b'shasanes. Yeah, we assume that it's like a halal b'shasanes. There's a halal zechel anes and a halal b'shasanes. So in Leil Pesach we say b'chol dover dar chayvon liris hatzman kili hatzman zayim. We feel as if we just left Mitzrayim. So that's considered a halal b'shas anes, right? That's what the Achronim said. At Leil HaSeder, the halal is considered like a halal b'shas anes. Yeah.
The fact that we make a bracha when it's beforehand and afterwards, that's not considered a hefsek. Then if you speak, in other words, because we make a bracha.
When do you say bracha? You mean at Pesach night in shul?
No.
In general.
General halal.
Yeah.
You say one in the beginning and at the end.
Yeah.
We say that. So that those two brachas.
We consider you have a lucha smucha lechavato to the bracha before the halal. So if it's smucha lechavato, you're not allowed to talk in between, right? Tosis is not sure in Arbi Psochim whether Yishtabach is smucha lechavato to Baruch Sha'amar. And that's why it's Einu Pasachas B'Baruch, and then it means you're not allowed to talk the whole time in between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, because Yishtabach has to be Smucha L'Chavetor, and the reciting of the Pesukah Rizim is not a Hapsoke, but if you're going to talk about other things, it would be a Hapsoke between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. So Tosis Himsochim is not sure. Is that the reason why Yishtabach is not Pasachas B'Baruch? Because it's Smucha L'Chavetor, and if so, then you're not allowed to talk during Pesukah Rizim, or maybe no. Maybe you said bracha before. And kach tikna chachamim, you don't say a bracha after, but not that the yalalucha is considered a bracha smucha lechavato. So then, according to that opinion, it would be mutter to talk in the middle of psukkahism. That's how the Mashor points out on Perek Arvid Psochem. He says, is it osir, as little children, they told us, you're not allowed to talk. Everything Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, you're not allowed to talk. So the Mashor points out, that's really 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos beferish, it depends on the two opinions. If you say halalucha smucha lechavato to the bracha before the halal, if you say yishtabach, we assume halalucha is, if you say yishtabach is smucha lechavato to the baruch shama before, then that implies that you're not allowed to talk in between. If you say it's not smucha lechavato, but just kach tikna chachamim, that yishtabach doesn't have to be posachas bebarach, then you would be allowed to talk in between the baruch shama and yishtabach. But we assume that, like the opinion, that you're not allowed to talk, that Yishtabach is a smucha lechavato. So again, so Tosis raises the issue that in the Gemara Sukkah, Chavcheh, and Gemara Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalet, the way the Girsa is in our Gemara, some Rishonim had a totally different Girsa, but the way the Girsa appears in our Gemara is the issue as to whether one recites a bracha before Hoshainis, before Chibat HaRov and Hoshana Rabbah, it depends whether it's a minig or it's a takana de rabban. If it's a takana de rabban, then you do save it tzivan, v'hechan tzivanu v'lo sasur, okay. And if you hold that Chibat HaRov is only a minig, then you don't say a bracha. So this should carry over, it should follow that reciting Chatzi Halam Shchodesh, which is clearly only a minig, it's not a takana, that's what it says in the end of Tainas and Daf Chav Ches. So it should come out that you shouldn't say a bracha. So some Rishonim pass like that. You don't say a bracha, and whenever you say chatzi halal, you don't say a bracha. And the Balei HaTosfos think that it's not correct. Nishgefel, you're allowed to say a bracha on a minig also. Yeah, some of them say just like the women, just like the Rabbi Natan said, women are allowed to say a bracha, mitzvah shazman grama, even though they're not obligated to, but if they will do the mitzvah, then there'll be a kiyum. So the same if you have a minik toiv, even though strictly speaking not obligated to follow the minik toiv, but if you will follow it, then there'll be a midas chasidus, and then a minik, you should say a bracha. There are different versions of what the Rabbi Natan said. See, the Rabbi Natan said women can say a bracha on a mitzvah says shaz magram, even though they're not mechuyev. But if they do the mitzvah, then they have a kiyum. So he says, you say bracha on a kiyum, even though there's no chiyum, you say bracha on a kiyum. And that's the common practice. Let's say a kohen is going to duchen, a kohen already duchen by the early minyan, and the second minyan doesn't have a kohen, so they ask him, could you please duchen in our minyan? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achronim, if the kohen duchens the second time, and the same day, if you duchen shachris and musav, kach tikno chachamim, so then you got to say the bracha, shigarishan, b'gdashosu shalaren, the second time also. Why vitzivana hechan tzivanu? So it's even though it's only the rabbanon that you mechuyev to duchen shachris and musav, you still say a bracha. What if you're going to duchen in a totally different minyan, and there isn't even a chiyuv in the rabbanon to duchen a second time in the same day? He already davened in the first minyan, and then he hangs around and he duchens again the second minyan. So he's permitted to duchen, but the shaila is, does he say a bracha or not? So that's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes. The common practice is that they do say a bracha. Why? No chiyuv at all. Not a chiyuv midrabban, not a chiyuv mitamenig either. But there's a chiyuv. If he duchens, there is a chiyuv. So is that the vart? Is that what the Rabban and Tam said? That if you recite chatzi halal amishchoidesh, there's no chiyuv at all. It's only a minig. But once you recite it, then there is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv hamitzvah over here. So you say a bracha even though there's no chiyuv. Because it's only a minig, you say bracha because there's a kiyum. And that's the same as the women volunteering as man grama means, even though they're not mechuyev at all, not minatar, not midrabanan, but there is a kiyum. Since there's a kiyum, so it's worthy of a bracha, is that the shita? Or maybe we should say, or maybe you should say no, you only say a bracha. The women, the Rabbeinu Tam says, the women say a bracha, and as my grandma, kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim, because the women feel cheated. That's the loshen agamar chagiga. The women feel cheated when we tell them you can't do a smicha on the korbonos. So kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim, so we allow the women to do an imitation smicha. So one version of Rabbeinu Tam is that in order that the women should have a nachas ruach, they shouldn't feel so hurt. So we allow them to violate the Yisid Rabbanan of saying bracha levatol. Really, you shouldn't say bracha on a minik. On a din de Rabbanan, that's hechan tzivonu milo esosar. Din de Rabbanan, you're mechuyev to observe. So you can say b'tzivonu, we are obligated. The rabbis obligated us, so it's also called b'tzivonu. But a minik is not, the rabbi, not even the rabbis obligated us. A minik is only a minik. So why should just because the women say bracha on a lulav doesn't necessarily follow that it makes sense that you should say bracha when you say chatzi halam eshchadish. Maybe the women saying the bracha on the zman grama, on the mitzvah zman grama, is because kadei lasas nachas ruach lanashim. They're going to feel hurt if you don't let them say the bracha. So that's why we allow it, even though there's an issue of bracha levat tola.
Smicha does not make a bracha. Imitation smicha.
Maybe you will allow them. It really does make sense to say a bracha. They're not yet to anything. Yeah, it does make sense that they should say a bracha. Yeah. This just discusses if the women volunteer to blow a shofar, the women volunteer to shake a lulav. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that our Tosis says on the first wide line in the Tosis, "Mida dehavi alulav v'atfilin." So in our Tosis it says that the women wear tefillin and they say bracha when they put on tefillin. So the Bach crosses it out. What do you mean? Women don't wear tefillin. The Tosis and other Masechta says that women never wear tefillin. It's ridiculous. He thinks that it's a mistake. It should say v'dehavi alula v'atkiyas, that the women say bracha on tekiyas shofar. So the way our Tosis presents it, whenever there's a kiyum, you say bracha even though there's no chiyuv. So just like women volunteer to say bracha on zman grama because there's a kiyum, so too at a minik type like saying chatzi halam rosh chodesh, there is a kiyum, so then you should say a bracha. And the Tosis in Sukkah gives a different hesped. The Rabbeinu Tam allows the women to violate an isa de rabbanan. Bracha levatol is only the rabbanan. He allows them to violate the isa de rabbanan because of the consideration of kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim. That's exactly the whole machlokes for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether women noshim samchas rishus. The women only do an imitation smicha. So the Gemara says we should really not permit imitation smicha, because the next thing you know, they may decide to do smicha b'chol koicham, and that they have no heter for. That'll be a violation of avoda b'kodshim. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Maybe because of the consideration of nachas ruach lenoshim, maybe we should permit the women to violate an isa de rabbanan. Which isa de rabbanan? So the one isa de rabbanan is the exeri. You shouldn't really do bakufa yadaychu. You shouldn't do an imitation smicha, because you may make a mistake. The women may make a mistake and really lean on the korban. And if they lean on the korban, uchal korban, that'll be a violation of avoid the bekachim. So nonetheless, we don't make a gzera, huh?
That's the derisa.
if they'll actually do avodah b'kotchim, l'savda b'chor sherecha, v'l'sagas b'chor tzeinecha, gizu avodah is an isa deraisa. But just to do a kufi yedaychu is not allowed mid the rabban, should be not allowed mid the rabban, exera that they may go a step further, and they're going to do smicha b'chol koichim, which would be osir. So there really should be such exera. So that's a machlokes habyudah Rabbi Yosi. And we paskin that b'mokim, because of the consideration of kedelasis, nachas ruach lenoshim, that overriding consideration beats out the consideration of the gzera. Shema they'll forget and do smicha b'chol koichim. So that's how the Tosis in Sukkah presents it. That consideration, kedelasis nachas ruach lenoshim, overrides the chashash derabbanon habrocha levatola. If brocha levatola would have been an isa deraisa, you couldn't permit the women to say brocha. But since the whole isa brocha levatola is only derabbanon, so b'mokem, whenever there's a consideration of kedelasis nachas ruach lenoshim, so we would permit the brocha levatola. But it's two different versions of what the rabbi and Tam said. There in Sukkah they said because kedelasis nachas ruach lenoshim allows you to violate the Yisra of Bracha Levatola the Rabban. Here Tosis says a different word, that there's a Kiyum. Whenever there's a Kiyum, then we say Noshim Samchas Hushus. Whenever there's no Kiyum, you wouldn't say. Yeah, so this is the famous topic, whether it makes sense to say Bracha on a Minig, namely on Chatzi Hala Amash Chodesh. And Tosis gets involved in the interpretation of the passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So some in Arab Psochim, so some interpreted, where is it? Yerushalmi. The Perek Aleph, which Mesichta? I guess Perek Aleph and Brochas, okay. So there's a question how to read the Yerushalmi. So Tosis has one interpretation of Yerushalmi that is working on the assumption that the practice used to be, they said, two brachas on Leil HaSeder, on the Halal. When they started the beginning of the Halal, they said one bracha, and when they started the second half of Halal, after the whole meal was all over, then they would say the second half of the Halal. There were two brachas on the Halal. So Tosis finds that very difficult to accept. One bracha in the first half of Halal, one bracha in the second half of Halal. Doesn't make sense. So they give different interpretations how to read that Yerushalmi, about Tchila Vasof. Yeah. Okay, what does the Gemara have on the first white line? Nachash Shaila. Boy, Minei, just like the previous one who asked the Shaila was Echi, he was the Tana in Reb Chiya's yeshiva. Tana means he used to recite Brises. All the Talmidim knew the Mishnayos, but he was the only one who knew how to recite Brises in addition to Mishnayos. And now it's a different name. Boy, Minei, Ashiyan. He was the Tana of the Beir Abami. He was the one whose job it was that he said over Brises. He's the Tana of the Beir Abami. And Abami is yeshiva. He was the Tana, means he recited Brises. So he asked the Shaila of Rabami, of the Rosh Yeshiva, what's the din? Ashori b'tainis ma'u sheyitim. Is he allowed to taste food? Achil ishti a kabla alei v'olek, or dilma hanu a kabla alei v'hoikah. Yeah. So what's the Shaila? So Tosis learns, is talking about a Tainis Yochid, and a Tainis Yochid, you have to have a Kabbalah, a Neda Tainis. I mean, the rule is Halacha Achaloshim Riyodam. So the Shaila is, what's included? Should they say Achila Shtir Kabbalah? When he said, Hareini B'Tainis Lamocher. When he davens Mincha the day before a Tainis, Mar said, you should be Mekabal Tainis, Mishas Tfilos HaMincha at the end. Before you're about to say Yule Ratzin and Refi for the second time, then you say Harenim Tainus Lamachar. So what's included in that Nera Tainus, Harenim Tainus Lamachar, does it only include Achila Shtir Kabbalah Alei? Timo was never included. To taste it and to see if it has enough flavoring and then to spit it out, taste it says you're not going to swallow it. Or Dilma, all Hanoi Kabbalah Alei, all Hanoi that comes from tasting food, so then you're not allowed to taste the food. There's the Gemara Shaila. So Tosfos says the suffix only is by Tainus Yochid that you're Mekabel. A person has Yortzeit, that he's worried Achel B'Soch Beis or something, so he is Mekabel Tainus. What about Tainus HaKosuv? What's a Tainus HaKosuv? A Tainus that appears in Tarach. In Zechariah it says when they built the second Beis HaMikdosh, the Balabatim sent the Shadah to the Kohanim. In the Beis HaMikdosh, we still continue to fast on Tisha B'Av and the other Tanesim, as we used to have the practice for the last 70 years. They fasted on Tisha B'Av, some Gedalias or Betavis, because of the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. Then when they built the second Beis HaMikdosh, so they asked the Shadah, should we continue to fast? Ha'efka b'chodesh ha'chamishi hin ozer. Should I still fast on Nisan Iyar Siman Tamazov? Chodesh ha'chamishi is Chodesh Av. Should I still cry on Chodesh Av? So the Navi gave the answer. So that's called Tiny Saksuvin. Tzomar Viyu, Tzomar Chamishu, Tzomar Shvivu, Tzomar Asiri, Tzomar Vi, Nisan Iyar Siman Tamaz, and Shivasa B'Tamaz. Tzomar Chamishu is Tisha B'Av. Tzomar Shvivu is Tzom Gedalia. And so Masiri is Asura B'Tavis. So all of those four Tanaism are written in Tanakh. That's called Tanis HaKasuf. That doesn't depend on your being, you don't have to take another Tanis. You have to fast on those Tanaism. So you can't say, Minadurm Halokha Chalosh Miriam, can't judge what was included in his nether. He didn't take another Tanis. He's Mechuyev Yoimet to fast. So Tosis says, Te'ima, and we're talking about Toim Apolet. There's a quote from Rabbeinu Hanan, talking, the Balabasta put up soup, and she doesn't remember if she put in salt, and she doesn't remember if she put enough salt, or flavoring or something. So she tastes it, and she spits it out. So that was the Gemara Shaila, is that permissible on a Tainus Yochid? Te'ima, if you're not going to swallow, is that permissible on a Tainus Yochid? And the other Shaila was, do you have to say a bracha or not? If you taste something, you spit it out, you don't plan to swallow it, there's one recite a bracha. So these were the two shilas that we asked, that they asked. Boy minei ashion, tarad be rabami. Rabami asked rabami the shila. Ashoy b'tainis, the fellow is mekabel tainis yochid, and he's fasting today, and he goes to fast the whole day. Again, so that was the shila that they asked. Should I say achila shtia kabel alei tima lo kabel alei? It's also included. No problem. Tanya Ram Yochem Atemis, according to the taste, is time of toilet. You taste it, you spit it out. Ain't a tuna bracha. You don't need a bracha because it's a brichas hanenim is only instituted if you swallow the food. If you don't swallow, you don't need. A little bit is gonna go down your throat, tiny little bit, but you're not really interested in that. So that's not, you don't need a bracha for that. So matem is ain't a tuna brocha. There's no need to that brocha. B'shori b'tainis soim b'em kaklum. And even if he was mekabel tainis, he has to fast on that day. That doesn't pose a problem. He's permitted to do teima b'em kaklum. Then the Gemara says, how much? Anshir eviyasa. This is Tosfos pshat. Yeah, you look in the. So again, so Tosfos says on the tainis haksuvim, the tainis that appear in Tanakh that you don't need kabbalas net a tainis. The Pashtus from the Gemara is that the ima is awesome. Why is the ima awesome? Agzera mid the Rabbana, Shema Yochal. The ima is awesome, Shema Yochal. What if the food is, let's say, mouthwash? You have Listerine. A person would never drink a bottle of Listerine. The thing is nifsam achila. So if he's thirsty on a tainis, and he takes Listerine to drink it, that's awesome with the Rabbana. Achshavei. That's the Rosh, had a machlekes with the Rambana, Psochim. I think in the third parak, or the third parak of Misochim. Let's say chometz, which is nifsam achilas hakelev, kaidem haPesach. So there's no bayur abay matzah. Are you allowed to eat it? So the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah says that there's no bayur abay matzah. Ain't over Allah, but it doesn't say about eating it. So the Ramban says it doesn't say about eating. Which mishugan is going to eat it? The dogs wouldn't eat it. Nifsam achilas hakelev. But if you want to eat it, you can eat it. Gizontei nifsam achilas hakelev is not. It's not chometz, and the Rosh disagrees. And Yeridei, they pass him like the Rosh. If you take, you have trefa food, that's nifsam achilas adam, you go ahead and you eat it. So you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, the thing is royal achilas, b'harai that you ate it. So that's awesome, derabbanan, that's called achshavei. I demonstrated that as far as I'm concerned, it is considered oichal ha-royal achilas. So again, so if you take a bottle of Listerine on a tinus and you drink it, bimiskaven, so that's we pass on like the Rosh against the Rabban, that's also the Rabban because of Achshavei. But let's say a person just wants to rinse his mouth out. So on a tinus haksuvim, you don't allow te'ima. You don't allow te'ima. But that's only up until the revius, you can put water in your mouth and plan to spit it out. If you have more than revius, it's not permissible. And even if you have less than revius, but you're going to swallow it, it's also not permissible. So if you have less than revius, and the guy's going to taste it and spit it out, so then it's mutter. What is going to swallow it? He's going to swallow it. So the Rosh says that that's awesome of the Rabbanim because of Achshavei. What if he's rinsing his mouth out? He's not. He doesn't. Achshavei means I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it is Roi L'Achila. All right, that I swallowed a whole cup. I'm so thirsty. Swallow a cup of Listerine. You're not going to get sick. It doesn't taste good, but you're not going to get sick. But let's say the fellow has to. He's rinsing out his mouth, and then he's going to spit everything out. A little bit is going to get swallowed. Then you can't say Achshavei on the little bit that he swallowed. So the Pashta says to rinse your mouth out with water. On Tani Saksuvim, you're not allowed to. Tosis says, Rabbi Nachmanal, Taima Poilet is only Mutter on the Tani Sheyochid Kibbutz, but Tani Saksuvim, those that appear in Zechariah, you're not allowed to rinse your mouth out with water, even though it's less than a revius. Unless the water you're rinsing out with is Listerine, it's not Roel Achila. So then, if you eat it, that's only awesome to Rabban, but Tamach Shebei. If you're really interested in eating it, but if accidentally a little bit is going to go down your throat, you can't say that that's Achshavei. That's not going to be considered Achshavei. That's how Tosis, that's the way it's presented in the Shulchan Aruch like Tosis. The Rambam never says that he's Toim Upolit. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, when he quotes his din, so he sounds like he's saying you're tasting a little bit the soup or the kugel to see whether it has the right flavor. So you are swallowing it. You're not going to spit it out. So if it's more than a shear, then you have to say bracha rishayna, even though he's not interested in eating it, just wants to check the flavor to make sure that it has the right taste. He's a chef. And if it's more than a revius, then it's also, even though he's doing it l'shem te'ima. If it's less than a revius, it's mutter even though he's swallowing. Mutter revius, not a lot.
Mutter revius, he's drinking?
Yeah, liquid, let's say.
Liquid.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, less than a revius is mutter to drink and to swallow, according to the Rambam. Soup. He wants to taste the soup. So to swallow less than a revius is mutter, because he's not interested in eating it, l'shem hanor. He's interested in swallowing it to see if it has the correct flavor. But more than revius is also, even though he's not interested in eating, he's just interested in the flavor. So from the Rambam, it would appear that he understood anything more, that there are two, this, at kama, rabam, rabasi, toamu, they would taste and swallow, at shi, reviyasa. He doesn't learn like the Rachan Tosis, toimu polis, it's toimu balea. So from the Rambam, we see that he holds that there are two mechaivim in bracha rishayna. One mechaiv is achilo shtiyah. If you eat a kazayis, you eat a revius, even though what motivates you to eat it is to see if it has the right flavor. Not in order, you need nutrition. He's over nutrition, he's overweight. He doesn't need this kugel and this soup. He's only the motivation to swallow the soup is to see whether it has the right taste. So if you swallow less than a revius, there's no mais achila, ain't achila pchus mikazayis, ain't achila pchus mikazayis, and ain't shtir pochus mirevius. So, since it's not l'shem, there's no maisa achila, and there's no hanoa, so there's no bracha. But if you eat less than a kazayis l'shem achila, you have nothing else to eat. So you eat less than a kazayis, and you're hungry. You want to eat it. So then the fact that you get hanoa from it is mechayvim. So the Rambam is mashma. There are two mechayvim to recite birchas hanenin. One is a maisa achila is mechayv. If you eat food, that's royal achila. Chilas mechay, but that's a kashir. Ain achila pchusim mikazayis, ain shtir pchusim pachas merevius. And then the other mechay is hanoa derech agora. Hanoa is grown now. So if he if he eats less than a kashir because he's hungry, not just to test whether it has the right flavor, because he's hungry, then you would say a bracha. If he swallows less than a shear to test it, if it has the right flavor, so neither mechayiv is there. Neither is mais achila, because less than the shear, nor is there hanos hagoren, because he's not interested in eating, he's just interested in figuring out whether it has the right flavor. But the Rambam has a chiddush that this little gemara, this obscure little gemara, the Rambam comes out that there are two dinim, two mechayivim to recite birchas hanenim. One is a full mais achila with a kashir, and achila pchusim mekazais, and so on. And the other mechayiv is hanoas, noas hagoren. If he eats it, l'shem eating it, even less than the shear, also you got to say a bracha. You don't say a bracha achreina, unless you have the shear. But bracha rishani, you say on a kol shehu.
The shear changing Yom Kippur? Because it's not the regular
shear. Would the shear from Atemis change on Yom Kippur? Probably not. The shear for Yom Kippur is different.
Yeah.
The shear for Inui on Yom Kippur is different. Yeah, but here you're talking about the shear for Bracha Rishayna.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Yeah. So let's say you shechted an animal and you don't see the gall. If an animal doesn't have a gall, then it's a treifa. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should lick. You don't know whether it's a treifa or not. So it says you should lick the liver, and if you can taste a bit of flavor, obviously there was a gall and it disintegrated. So if there was a gall, then it's kosher. So the Mefarshim of Shulchan Aruch discuss how he's allowed to lick it. He's going to lick it and spit it out. Toim upoilet. Is it mutter to lick macholas asuris?
No,
not here. So toim upoilet, it's only mutter on tiniest yachid that you are mekabel, because b'nedorim ha'achaloi ha'achaloshim eliyodom. So achila shtir kabel latim aloi kabel alet. But if it's tiniest haksuvim, it doesn't depend on your kabbalah's neder. So you don't say b'nedorim ha'achaloshim eliyodom. It doesn't depend on your neder. So then you're not allowed to be toim upoilet. Why? It's a gzera d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to put food roil achil in your mouth, intending to spit it out, because you may, by accident, you may swallow. So that says in Yeridei, based on this Tosfos, based on this Rabbeinu Chana, based on this Tosfos, that by Tanius Aksuvim, we wouldn't allow Toim Apolet, only on a Tanius Yochid, that he was Mekabalet, Benedorm Hachaloi Chachalosh Meneodom, but on a Tanius Aksuvim, you wouldn't allow to be Toim, because of the Xerid Rabbanon, that he may swallow some of it. So then to taste treifa food also, you're going to taste it to see if it has a bitter taste, so you'll know that it's not a treifa. What if it turns out that it's not bitter, and there was no gall, then it is a treifa. So you were tasting treifas. So even though you want to spit it out afterwards, you're not interested in swan, but there should be an isa. So that's what they ask. How does it say in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to taste the covet to see if it has a bitter taste on the outside? So that means that there was a mora, there was a gall, but the ima is also by macholas asuris. Let's say a guy works for a winery, and his job is to taste the wine to see if it's good quality. Taste the wine and he spits it out. Just puts it in the mouth, spits it out. So if it's treifa wine, if it's stam yenom, he's not allowed to. If you have real yain nesach or stam yenom, his mana gemara used to be also by anor, because the nachmu became benisach. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knew how to do a nisach hayain. So then they made Xer de Rabban. If a Nochri handles kosher wine, if a Nochri processes wine, manufactures wine, that's also to drink it because of Benoiseim. You're not allowed to drink wine processed by a non-Jew because it may lead to intermarriage. But what if it's kosher wine? It's a Kedem wine, but a Goy is pouring the wine. So if the Goy handles the wine, pours the wine, then there's a Hashash, maybe he was Menasachet. That's not the basic reason why they asked Stam Yenem, it's because of Benoiseim. Once they asked it already, Tosfos said, this is a milsa de lo shchicha. Goy's going to be menasach wine lover, then he's going to let me drink it. But he designated it for his getchke, for his avod hazara. So that's very far-fetched, that he's going to be menasach in the wine and let somebody drink it later on. So Tosfos says, they will never make such a gzera. Melechatchila, they will never make such a gzera. They will never make such a gzera. But once they made the gzera, mishum b'nei seihem, That's the reason why they prohibited Pasakam and Bishalakam. Everything was a chashash of intermarriage. You're going to become too friendly with the goyim, so you marry their family, marry their children. But once they made the gzeirah, Mishum ben Hasayim, so they threw in this, even if it's kosher wine processed by Jewish company, if the goy handles it, so there's a chashash of maybe he was menasach it l'avodizar. And then if it's yayim mevushal, since yayim mevushal is posel al gabi hamizbeach, so the obdi avodizar wouldn't use the yayim mevushal for nisach in the base avodizar either. So if it's yayim mevushal processed by a Jewish company, you don't have to be concerned. Maybe the goy would be benaschet. Let's say a nochri has a factory and he processes wine that's yayim mevushal, Welch's grape juice. So that was years ago. The from the Jewish Theological Seminary, the conservative seminary down the block on Broadway. So they gave out the psokim many years ago, 50 years ago, that you're allowed to drink stam yayinim, Welch's grape juice, mutter, because of the yayim mevushal. Yayim mevushal is mutter. Yayim mevushal is mutter if it's kedem wine and the goy handles it, it's mevushal, it's not going to be menasach. But if the goyim process the wine, it's also because of b'nai seim. So what does it help that it's mevushal? I remember when it came out, at that time, when they came out with the psak, the conservative rabbis had their annual convention, so they came out with the psak, the Welch's grape juice and mutter because of mevushal. The Rav Soloveitchik was very upset, so he was telling over to the students how ridiculous it is that there are two different prohibitions, two different isur. The yayim mevushal only helps if it's mevushal before the goy handles it. If it's Jewish wine, if it's processed by the goyim, it's a different isur. It has nothing to do with nisuch because of b'nai seim. So anyway, so that's the shaila. Let's say so yayin. Stam Yainim in the days of the Gemara would be Asabano, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry Goy was Bokim in Nisuch. But Manazer, the Nochem don't do any Nisuch. The Galach does, he does, it's not even Nisuch. The Galach, by the Catholics, the Galach says an incantation that people who make fun call it Hocus Pocus, because Hocus Pocus rhymes with the Latin incantation that they say. That they say over the, they have a wafer and they have the wine, and after they do the recitation or whatever prayers that rhymes with hocus pocus, so they believe, according to their animamans, that the wafer converts into the flesh of Osa Huish, and the wine converts to be the blood of Osa Huish, even though it's a joke, but that's what they believe. So according to their belief, this is Avodah Zarah, this is the deity itself. It's not that this is Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach is Mochomer. Yai Nesach doesn't have beetle. Avodah Zarah is Asabano, and Noye Avodah Zarah is Asabano. Let's say you have a Getchke, that the Indians bow down to this totem pole. So the totem pole is Asabano. Then you dress up the totem pole, it shouldn't be naked. So you put on jewelry, put on a suit, whatever, tie. So the Noye, Tachshite Avodah Zarah, Asabano. Then you have a frying pan and you offer incense to the Avodah Zarah. So the frying pan or the Mizbeach that they offer it on, that's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Asabano. And then the Tekrubis is Asabano. If you offered, let's say you poured wine, so the Tekrubis is Asabano. So the din is that the Tekrubis is more chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. The Avodah Zarah itself, let's say the Goy, the Indians worship the totem pole. Then another Goy comes along and says, I don't believe in that. That's not a deity. I believe I'm God. How can that be God? I'm God. He says he believes in Yoshke, whatever. That's not God. So that's called Bitl Avodah Zarah. If the Avodah Zarah was number one worshipped by a non-Jew, not by a Jew, and the Avodah Zarah doesn't belong to a Jew, so it's Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, it belongs to a non-Jew, it never belonged to a Jew since it was worshipped, and it wasn't worshipped by a Jew, so then the din is that it lends itself to Bitl. So a Jew can't be Mevatl Avodah Zarah, a non-Jew can be Mevatl. So this, either the same guy says, I no longer believe in this totem pole, or you get another guy who thinks that he's God, or he believes in Yoshke, he believes in a different totem pole. He doesn't hold in this totem pole. So he makes a declaration, I don't believe that this is Avodah Zarah. So the din is that Avodah Zarah has bitl, noye Avodah Zarah, the suit that it's wearing was asamana, becomes mutter, once a guy is mevatlet, and the mishamshi Avodah Zarah, the frying pan, the incense pan, and the Mizbeach, everything becomes mutabana because Avodah Zarah and Noya Avodah Zarah and Tachshit and Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Al Rasar Al Shem Ha Osid, because it's Oymed Lekach. So if a Goy comes and he says, I don't believe in Avodah Zarah, so that's Mabatal everything. But But the Kruvis of it is also because of its past history, not because of its present and the future. Because it once functioned, it once served as the Kruvis. So once it's going to be Ainesach, it's going to be also the Amavah, it's not going to help people. So that's what the Poskim say, that today in the churches that they use wine in their religious services, that's not Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach wouldn't have any bittul. The wine that they use in the churches is the Getchke itself. They believe, every Abed is always like that, it's a joke. They believe that after they recite their incantation that others refer to as the Hocus Pocus, because it rhymes with the Latin incantation, the prayer that they say. So they believe that the wafer converts to become the flesh of Osawish, and the wine converts to become the blood. So that's the flesh and blood of God. So that's Avodah Zarah itself. So that would lend itself to Bittul. Another guy comes along and says, I think the whole thing is a big joke. So then it'll be Mutabano. So the din is that, let's say, Bizman Azeh, since the Nochri Manat became the Nisuch, so if a Nochri handles the wine, Mikra din will make that it's really Mutabano. We're machmir lahatchila, but if it's going to be hefsid meruba, then we follow the ikaredin. I remember we used to have in Tannisville, the women used to have an auction at the end of the summer to raise money for the shul in Tannisville. So they used to go to all the stores in the mountains and ask them to donate something to the shul. So the liquor shop donated a bottle of treifa wine. Nobody was paying attention. So non-Jews came to the auction, so they could have auctioned it off and sold it to a non-Jew. So they asked Rabbi Breuer. Breuer already passed away 30 years ago, a long time ago. So they asked Rabbi Breuer, he used to go in the summertime. So he said, how much money did they think they're going to make already by auctioning off the bottle? I said, $25. So he said, that's not a hefsid meruah. So he said, they shouldn't auction it off. And Shulchan Aruch says, Mikra din, stamyena bizmana zez muta bahano. Stamyena bizmana gemara, bizmana mishnah, bizmana gemara was also bahano, because the nochim all used to practice nisach hayayin. Bizman is only the galochim and the churches do it. The hamoinam don't do nisach hayayin. So they're not became benisach. So mikra din, the stamyena bizman is there, is only also b'shtia. It's mutabano. So it says, but we're machma not to get on off from it. But it's a hefsed meruba, then we would be mega. Let's say a goy owes me $100,000, and he went bankrupt. He has a liquor shop, and he says, here I have $25,000 worth of treifa wine. Take it or leave it. If you don't take the wine, I can't pay you any money. That's all. I just have treifa wine. So you take it. It's $25,000. That's a hefsed meruba. So you take it. But it's only not $25,000. It's $20, $25. That's a hefsed muat. So then we're machmer to treat the stamyena bizman hazeh as if it's also asabano. So let's say a Jew is going to have a job working for a wine company. He's the taster. He's the wine taster. And they pay him to give him a Venus. He tastes the wine and says whether it's good quality, they should sell it or they should not sell it. So he's getting hanoah from the wine. He's tasting the wine, getting hanoah from it. You get hanoah if you sell it and you make money. That's one kind of hanoah. You get hanoah, I drive a truck and I deliver stamyenim. So the Gemara says also, they don't pay me to drive an empty truck. They pay me to deliver stamyenim. So let's say they pay me to deliver basa b'chalub sandwiches. So that's called getting hanoah from it. If it's basa b'chalub the rice, it's also hanoah. So you're not allowed to get a salary to deliver the treifa, unless I'm delivering packages of popcorn, and someone puts on, and the guy says he wants to put on one bottle of treifa wine also. He's going to one basa b'chalub sandwich. He pays me the same salary whether I'm paid to deliver the peanut butter or the popcorn. I'm delivering something else. He puts on one little thing that's asama. No, that doesn't count. I'm not getting the salary for delivering the Isuri Hanoi. That's Tam on the side. So let's say a Jew has a job to be a wine taster. He's going to taste the wine and spit it out. So that's called getting Hanoi from the wine. So Stam Yenim is Manazez, Mutabano. Lachatchila, we say you shouldn't do it. We treat it as if Stam Yenim is Manazez, Osbano. Only Hefse Meruba will make one. So the guy, it's not right, you shouldn't have such a job. But the Shad is, let's say, he has no choice. He has to be a wine taster. So Mikaret, then we say it's Mutabano. But he's going to taste the wine and spit it out. So that we don't allow. The only time we allow it is, that's like Tainius HaKsuvim. The only time we're Mekel, if it's a Tainius Yochid, he was Mekabal a Tainius. So, B'nidorm Haloch HaKhalosh Meyodim, so it's HaKhidah Shtir Kabal Alei, Tim Aloi Kabal Alei. But if it's not totally in his Kabbalah, like Tainius HaKsuvim, or like Stam Yenim, his Aser, so then you're not, or any Trefer thing, so you're not allowed to taste it. So that's the shaila. How come it says in Shulchan Aruch you're allowed to taste? If the you shechted an animal, you can't find any gall. You're allowed to lick it to see if it tastes bitter. Then you'll know that it's kosher. Maybe it won't taste bitter. It'll come out that you tasted trefa. He tasted a trefa, and you're not allowed to because your chashash may swallow it.
Not a mouthful.
Why? Let's say the
straw stuff.
It's part of the behemoth. Doesn't taste good. I mean, if it has a gall and it's bitter, doesn't taste good.
50-50.
But like this, it's raw flesh. He's licking a little raw flesh. So this should be a chashash that he may swallow. So this ain't Shulchan Aruch, they say, they distinguish. If you put the wine in your mouth and you taste it, and then you spit it out. But here you stick your tongue out, you don't put the COVID in your mouth.
Wow.
You go like this. There's a less of a chashash that the guy's gonna swallow. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you have no good cause at all, so don't lick it even by sticking your tongue out. But if you have a cause, you want to ascertain whether there was a gall or not. Is it a trefa or not? So you want to ascertain. So if you lick sticking your tongue out of your mouth, not that you put the food in your mouth, so then there's less chashash. But makom tzorich, we would be mekel. But this gemara is an important gemara.
Hefsed meruah plays a part there. Whole animal.
I don't know. Maybe we should get a goy to taste it. Mm-hmm. Why would we trust the goy? Why would we trust the goy? The goy is going to tell me that it does taste bitter. Then I'll be able to lick it. I'll see on my own that it tastes bitter. So he's not going to tell me a lie. Maybe we should mahada to get a goy. So it says you don't have to. It won't be a hefsed meruba then. So you don't have to, since you're sticking your tongue out of your mouth. You're not putting the wine to put the wine in your mouth to taste it and to spit it out. So batayne saksuv, we don't allow it, and amachol asasuvis, we don't allow. We only make on a tayne siyachah because v'nedorim haloch achaloshim yodim, it's not included. But to stick your tongue out and to taste it, that's mutter. So the whole story of tasting. Macholas Asuris and Yeriday in a few places. Everything is based on this Gemara with this Taisus. With these Taisus in here. Okay, then the Gemara talks about greeting someone in the morning before davening. It's not permissible. Unless the Shalom Chaber Kerem, she's Palel, is improper. Not allowed to greet anybody. And Rav, Machleg is Rav Shmuel. So Rab says, we consider a kilo aso bama. There's an isa bamas. You're not allowed to, a bama often used to be lava dizora, but even if the bama is lashamayim, you're not allowed to. A bama means shchutichutz. You're offering a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So if you greet the person before you daven shachris, that's a serious avera. Kilo aso bama, as if you made the other person into a bama. Shenem echidla lechem in ha'odom. Don't give such significance to human beings. What's so bad? Human beings were created with Tzelem Malachim. It's a din of Kavod Abrius. It means don't give them significance to greet them before davening. What do you think he is? He's only a human being. You shouldn't give him such chashivas to be magdim him before. You should give chashivas to a human being called Tzelem Malachim. But Chidul Lechem in Adam, Rashi explains, when it's a toss-up between Kavod Amakim and Kavod Abrius, so you should really daven first. Where's the Rashi? Kishyesh lachem esek b'kavod amakim al tisaska b'kavod adam. The love hachalam alei lachta. Why shouldn't you show kavod abrius? It's a mitzvah lo yitama. There is a mitzvah to show kavod abrius. So why does Yishaya Novi say chid lachem in adam? Don't show kavod abrius. Means if it's in conflict with kavod amakim, don't show kavod abrius. So you shouldn't greet him before the davening. Shmuel says, no, Rav says, kilo asoy bama. Al-tikri, bameh nechshav huel abama. Al-tikri. Shmuel says, what do you need al-tikri? Shmuel amar, bameh chashavta lezev lo lo laka. Why should you give chashivas to the person? First give chashivas to the Rabban Shalom. Shmuel doesn't see that, Rashi says, Shmuel adori shloshem bama. It says, bameh nechshav. Why should you say al-tikri al-tikri kach al-kach? Why should you give him more importance than the Rabban Shalom? First daven and then greet him. You don't need the altikri. That's Bechlala problem. What is altikri? What kind of a midrash alternative reshes is that? The pasuk says one way is altikri kach alakach. a rhyming word, a word with the same letters but with a different pronunciation. Bamen Echshav, you read it as if it's Bamahu. Why should you say Al-Tikri? I don't know. So it appears in quite a few places. Al-Tikri, Kach, Al-Kach. What is that supposed to be? Don't know. Oh, so sometimes you do. Yeah, sometimes you do have to. Said that he was in the middle of Kabbalah's Penashchin and he interrupted. He was talking before he davened. He's going to greet the other person before he davened. Frag the Gemara. How can you say that you're not allowed to greet another person before he davened Shmona Esrei? Moshe Rav Sheshes, having the Mishnah here, he's greeting somebody in the middle of Kriya Shema before he says Shmona Esrei. He's greeting Good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem. He's talking Shalom Epnei HaKovid, Meshem Epnei HaKovid. He is carrying on a conversation before Shacharis. How can you tell me that it's not allowed? And for the Gemara, the only time you say it's not permissible to greet another person, I go knock on his door and I say, good morning, Shalom Aleichem, good Shabbos. I go out of my way. But I'm sitting and davening in Shulam in the middle of Kriya Shema. The guy walks in and he says to me, good Shabbos. I'm not going to recognize him. I'm not going to say, not going to respond. So he's going to feel hurt as if I'm ignoring him. So Mishum Kavar Abriyas. But that's not mashkim lepisch. I didn't go out of my way. All that time I'm walking to shul. So there's somebody coming. Somebody ready daven by the first minyan. He's coming home, and I'm on my way to go daven by the second minyan, the third minyan, whatever. So the other guy greets me. The other guy finished daven. He greets me, so I can greet him back. That's not mashkim lepisch. Mikradin is mutter because that's what it says. It's not mashkim lepisch. Some have a chumri. Still shouldn't. But Medina the Gemara, since it's not Mashkam the Pischos, it is permissible. Then the Gemara says not only to go greet someone, let's say the guy, he makes investments in the stock market in Tokyo, or in Europe or something. So the stock market starts at whatever, 6 o'clock in the morning over here, it's already 10 o'clock over there. It's already 4 hours later. So he's going to do his investments, going to do all of his business before he davens Shacharis. So it says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
No Kavod Abriyas involved there.
No Kavod Abriyas, but the Oisik in his Malochim. Right. Also, Lolam Lasas Chafotzov, Kodim Shiz Palshanam, but Tzarek Lefonov Yahalach. First, he takes care of the davening. He's Matzdik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, V'yashem L'derech Pomov. But then after he's Matzdik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by davening, then V'yashem L'derech Pomov, then he takes care of what he has to take care of. Well, let's say a person has to go on a trip, he has to travel. So if you can, preferable is you should daven Shacharis before Kol Nesbal HaKach Yotze LaDerech. If he davens first, then he goes on the trip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hatzlach HaFotzov. He has a better chance of the Ribono Shel Olam helping him out that he should have Hatzlach and Parnas because Tzarek Lefon of Yahalach, first you daven, and then V'yosem LaDerech Pomov. Then you take care of the other things later. Yeah, then the Gemara talks about Chaloimus. I don't know. I think Mara said, if you didn't have a dream in 7 days, I haven't had a dream in 7 years. I don't know. I don't remember. Everybody dreams every night, but you forget all of your dreams. What do you mean you didn't have a dream? You did dream, but you forgot it. So if a person forgets all of his dreams, so he's out of Russia. Ooh. I don't know what it means. I don't know. Then the Gemara says, Hashem Elokim Emes, we discussed it yesterday. Fine. So let's say the person finishes Shema, he says, Ani Hashem Elokim Emes. Then he waits for the Chazan. The Chazan says, Hashem Elokim Emes. And then he continues. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Chozev Emes, Ein Chozev Emes. He waited half a minute, he waited a minute and a half, till the Chazan says out loud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So should he begin from the beginning of the paragraph again? You shouldn't be mafzik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes based on the pasuk in Novi. Where's that pasuk? Hashem Elokeichem Emes in Cheskel? No, in Yirmiyah. Hashem Elokeichem Emes in Yirmiyah. You shouldn't be mafzik. But then on the other hand, when you're going to start V'yatzev Enochen, V'yatzev Enochen, the sentence doesn't make any sense. So maybe you should repeat the word Emes V'yatzev Enochen. That everything that I said in the first, we said there's 16 adjectives, so there's 16 adjectives correspond to the 15 psuk in the Baruch Shem Kvav Mechus El Yom Vod. He says, I subscribe to everything that I said before. Everything is true. Emes, V'yatzev, Emes, Shema Yisrael, Emes, V'yatzev, and Baruch Shem Kvav Mechus El Yom Vod. what I said, we have to Hashem lakecha. The hoyad v'meil is the kayim. Everything is em. It's fine. So maybe you should be chayzer v'yozer em. So that's a machlokes. We paskan ain't a chayzer v'yozer emes. The emes that he said before is mitzdarif with what he says v'yatzer v'nocha. Now the paragraph begins with the word emes, but it's mitzdarif even though there was a pause of 2-3 minutes in between the word emes and the word v'yatzer v'nocha. We wouldn't recommend that he should say over the word emes because it's not necessary. The emes that he said before is mitzdarif with the v'yatzer v'nocha that he says now. That's how we paskan. Then the Mishnah had, then the Gemara's commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Korcha says, Lama kodma parsha Shema? Shema v'yom Shema both in order that they appear in the Chumash. First Shema, then v'yom Shema. But v'yomer appears earlier in Bamidbar. So it's not in the order, the three parts are not in the order that they appear in Chumash. So why is it necessarily in this order, first Shema, then v'yom Shema? I can't say because that's the way it appears in the Chumash. Because v'yomer is not the way it appears in the Chumash. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Korcha gives a whole explanation because Shema has Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, that has to come first, and Vayom Shema has Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos. Vayomer is only noig Bayom because there's no mitzvah of Tzitzis Balayla because Ksus Laila is Potem and not Tzitzis. So Vayom is not noig Balayla, so maybe you don't have to say the whole parasha Balayla. So the Gemara says, if you didn't, what does the Gemara have? Amar Rabbi Yosef. What is it, about 6-7 lines from the top of Yudal and Beis? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kama Mal Yehosh Maitza. The following memra is a very fascinating halacha. The Chiyosa Rab Shmuel by Yehuda, Omar, he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bogel. Amri b'marav, in Eretz Yisrael, which is to the west of Bogel, Amri b'marav, in Eretz Yisrael, the practice is Arvis, when they damar, Dabel Meneso v'mata aleim, Ani Hashem alakechem emes. They don't say the whole parsha tzitzis because they ain't in the Heges Balayla. So why should you say it at all? So they say, Ani Hashem lakech memes v'emuna. Memes v'emuna. So it's gevaldik. Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. So very often Rabbi Yosef said something. Abai challenged him a lot. I don't know, the speaker on Shabbos was saying that Rabbi was always challenging Abai. I don't know. I haven't noticed that. But Abai always challenges Rabbi Yosef. He always dings up with his Rebbe. And I think we usually pass on like Abai. Maybe it's because the Gemara said Rabbi Yosef shochach talmudim, when he was old, he got sick and he forgot all of his learning. A lot of times Abai had to remind him. But even fine when he was younger, and Abai was a Talmud by him, not only in the later years when he forgot. Abai used to challenge him all the time. He used to disagree. So Amalei Abai, so Abai comments to Rabbi Yosef, what's so gevaldik? Rabbi Yosef says, so gevaldik and memory I heard from Eretz Yisrael, that they say, Dabla Menesu Mataleim, Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes. What's so gevaldik? My Mal Yusa, V'Om Rav Kahan, Omer Rav. We have a tradition from Rav. He was in the big rabbis in Bavel. Lo Yaskel, you really don't have to begin Vayomer at night, because it's Ein and Ahegez Balala. However, Mishkel Gaimer. But if you started it, then you have to finish it. So here you started. He said, Dabla Menesu Mataleim. He didn't say, V'Yosel Lehem Tzitzis. But that's Mishkel Gaimer. It's only called Haskalah if you said, if you started talking about tzitzis, you got to finish the whole parsha. But if you didn't begin, so you're not mechuyev to say, that was the practice in Eretz Yisrael. No, it's not correct. Again, Rav. We follow Rav. Well, I don't know who this Shmuel by Yehuda is. He came from Eretz Yisrael. We have Rav as a big rabbi in Bavel. We follow everything from Rav. And Rav said, you don't have to be maschil. Parshas Tzitzis not Nehegas Balayla, but if Hischol Gaima, and he said, Dabel Ben Israel, V'amartalem is already Haskola. Martalem is already Haskola. So what Rav Yesu said over a practice from Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make any sense. Amar Apapa, so Rav Papa defends it. Obviously, because Sabri B'marov and Eretz Yisrael, they were of the opinion, V'amartalem, Nami Loi Havi Haskola Adom, V'yosel Lahem Tzitzis. Till you begin to talk about Tzitzis, that's not cool. The beginning, is neutral. It doesn't even say what the topic is. Till you say v'yosalem tzitzis. So in Eretz Yisrael they held, till you say v'yosalem tzitzis is not called haschola. So there are two practices. Rab holds v'amartalem is haschola. In Eretz Yisrael they held it's not haschola. So what should we do? Halacha l'maisa, bottom line, this machloikis, the minig in Eretz Yisrael against Rab. I'm Rabbi Hilkach. since we have a conflict between Rav, the big rabbi in Bavel, and the practice in Eretz Yisrael, so we should do the following compromise. Not exactly a compromise, the following chumrah. We should say, because in Eretz Yisrael, that was the practice. They said, however, but since we said, so we have to say the whole parsha. Because even though in Eretz Yisrael they hold it's not called Hischel until you say V'yosalem Tzitzis, but we hold like Rav, that V'yamartalem is called Aschola. So Hilkach, what does he say? Hilkach, Anan, Aschulim, Aschulim, we say V'yamartalem. Because Kamaschulim bin Marav, and Eretz Yisrael they did Aschola. V'kev in Aschulim, and Migmanami Garmin, why do Amar Rav Kan Amar Rav? Because Rav said that V'yamartalem is called Aschola. Lo Yascham Hischel Gaimah, Shem. It depends. If he said Ani Hashem Elokeichem, if he made that, if he ended off with Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Tzorech Lama Emes, he should start Emes V'Emuna at night. Lo Yama Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and Tzorech Lama Emes. He doesn't have to say the last bracha Emes V'Emuna spells out the theme which is in the last parsha. But if he didn't say last parsha, so you don't have to say Emes V'Emuna. What do you mean you don't have to say? Well, we follow the Chachamim, my Rambam, the Mishnah, Mechayecha. What do we follow? Ben Zayma. Ben Zayma says, "Mantiska yam tzeischem yatzvay koyim echayecha mechayecha hayamim koyim echayecha halelos." So we do say we pascha like Ben Zayma. We assume the most Hamashiach is not going to be noy. So we pascha like Ben Zayma. You do have to say zechiras itzias mitzrayim balayla. So how can you tell me if he didn't say ani shem lekech when he left out the whole parsha? Bimarav, the practice used to be that Heschilu. But they held it's not called Aschola until you say V'yosalem Tzitzis, so they skipped the middle part. But we follow Rav, we follow, the meaning in Eretz was he start V'amart Aleim, and we follow that, and we hold like Rav that V'amart Aleim is Aschola, so you got to say. But if you didn't say anything from the Parshan, you said, and then you skip. You'd skip the whole third Parsha. So the Gemara says, fine, you don't have to start Emes V'Emuna. What do you mean? How can you skip? We pass like Ben Zayma. So you have to say Balayla. How can you skip the whole Emes V'Emuna? And for the Gemara, if you said Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then you have to say Emes V'Emuna, etc. But if you didn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you can say a totally different nusach. The Omer Hachi, let him say the following nusach. Moedim Anachnu Loch Hashem Elokeinu. And then the Yerushalmi quotes a Tosefta, the Mikra, then it's really an Abzachiris, it's his Messiah, Bikits and Nimrods. A Pesach night, we say Kalamar, but the Sapper is a Meshubal. So we list off all the Esa Makas, and we spoke about this, some of the Makas on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. But every day you say Bikitsa. Zachiris, that's Sipa, it's his Messiah, Sipa is Barichat. But every day you just say Bikitsa. So, even though it should have been enough, Modim Anach Naloch Al Shoyt Yisonim, Yerut Yisonim, Yisonim, Beis Avodim, the Mishalmi quotes at the Sefta, you should single out Makkas B'cheres. The other nine Makkas you don't have to mention. And you should mention also, single out Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's what they added on. Modim Anach Naloch Al Shoyt Yisonim, if Yisonim, Beis Avodim, Al Sisalon, and Yisim, Gvuris Al Ayam, Mishar Nuloch. It's a missing over here. Because the Rishonim quote, the Mishalmi says, based on the Sefta, you should really mention both Makas Bechoris and Kriyas Yamsuf. So it's not right. It's not right. Let's say Asislan Disim Gvuras Alayam Mishanolach Michamocha. He should mention a word about Makas Bechoris as well. Yeah. Let's say a person. What time is sunrise today? It says downstairs 7:26. So if a person is awake before 7:26 in the morning, he's going to daven at the late minyan. He's going to daven at the 8:45 minyan, whatever. But if he's up at 7:15, so let him wash until it's a time. Let him say Birchas HaTorah. Let him say Shema Kivasikin. That's what he had. The Mishnah has later. The guy's in the mikveh and he says Shema Kivasikin. The Rambam Mechamis thinks that it's a lechatchila deraisa because it's written in the singular B'shach Becho B'kum Echo B'lech Techo B'Aderech B'shiftecho B'Visech B'Shevis Didoch B'Lechas Didoch. That Chof is Memayit Isaac the mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. It's my chosen. Chosen the kodim be rishon. But what's belechtucha about there? And what is b'shivtucha b'yisach belechtucha? Uvukumecha, the chof sofis over there. So Ramban says that all the other dinim in the Torah are established based on the roiv. And here it's the dinim, the zman kriyashman is established based on the miyot b'neyot. So it's a lechatchila deraisa, according to the Ramban, to recite kriyashma, kivasikin, even though it's not going to be the whole vasikin, it's not going to damish mon esri, with smichas gulot, we're just going to say kriyashma. So he should say, zechiras etzias mitzrayim bizman kriyashma. He shouldn't just say shma v'ayam shema, he should say v'ayamer also. And then he should probably say, you're not going to say emes v'yatziv. He doesn't have his talis and tefillin, he's not going to daven, he's not prepared to say emes v'yatziv. But he should add on, Mordim alach no lachach ha-shoit tzisonim be'eretz and sarim v'tzisonim be'es avadim. And then we should mention, v'al she'harakta es b'chareihem es b'chareinu hitzalto, v'al she'karai tolan es hayam, to mention makas b'chareis, that's the Tosefta that Yerushalmi quoted. Even though m'yikir adin deraisa, you want to say z'chiris tzitzis mitzayim bizman kriyashma. That's what we had before. Rebbe would be, Maver, he would put his hands over his face. Then he said he would mention, he would smuggle into the shir something about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What did he do that for? Gemara says, Nordic, they'll ask Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bizmana. You should say Yitzias Mitzrayim within the same Zman. So if Lachatchila there's a hidden to say Kriyashma before Hanetzach Hamas, and Mustami should say Yitzias Mitzrayim also. Some should say the Makas Becharis with the Kriyas Yamsav also. So you should say Moedim Anach Naloch. You should say such a Nusach. Right after you finish the three parshias in the morning, if one wakes up before 7:20, 7:26, whatever this man was. Okay, we'll stop here. What's the story tomorrow? I have to give did they expect rain for tomorrow? Anybody know? I'm supposed to go with an Erev tour with the Smicha students. So the Erev tour is going to go around the Erev, around the Yeshiva here. Supposed to start at 12 o'clock, if the weather permits it. So if I'm going to start an Erev tour at 12 o'clock, so I got to give an earlier shiur.
Tomorrow's shiur is 10:45 anyway, for us Thursday.
Yeah.
So shiur starts at 10:45 anyway.
Till?
Usually we go till like 12:15.
To 12:15. So maybe we'll start a little early. Maybe we'll start 10:30. Maybe we'll start 10:30. So we won't lose the 15 minutes. Whoever wants to go on the Erev tour, it's free of charge.
Everybody's going straight from there to the air.
What?
Everybody's going straight from there to the air.
Yeah.
They're not expecting communication tomorrow.
Do not expect. Okay. So we're going to have the tour.
What's filling a bottle on Shabbos?
Oh, we have to find out. Chumash or Gemara?
Mordechai sent out a vote.
What?
Mordechai sent out a vote.
Oh. Okay.
We'll never do his job.
Yeah.
Yeah.